Tano's with us. Tano, tui ono. Thanks for your time, brother. Tēnā koe.
Morena, morena, Chief.
What's making you smile and what's making you furious? Let's start with the first.
The smiling. Well, I managed to get my kids to kura on time, so that's always a bonus.
Oh, too much. Oh, that's awesome, Tano. Well done.
shout out to me and all the other matos out there, all the mamas. Getting their kids to school on time.
Yeah, I know. You're on the money there. That makes me smile, the thought of it too. What's infuriating you today?
Infuriating me today? Oh, it's a combination of a bunch of things. I mean, I'm worried about all the kids over in Gaza. I mean, like 3,000 Palestinian kids have been killed so far, at least, probably more. So that's, I don't know, infuriating is probably not the word, Dad.
It should be. Yeah. I'm infuriated by it. You know, that we can stand aside, watch this carnage, and the international community sitting on their hands relatively. Flesh that out a little bit more from your read, because we know you for your humanitarian attitude, Tano, and this is just unfathomable what's going on there.
Yeah, it's unfathomable. It's really important for everybody to look at it from the perspective, I think, of children, or of young people. There's 2 million people in Gaza, and about half of them are Tamariki. We've had over 3,000 of them on the Palestinian side be killed as well. And then there's about 8,000 that have been killed as well. But also acknowledging what Hamas did was completely wrong and abhorrent. Taking hostages and killing people as well. But as international community, we've got to focus on what's best for the civilians, right? We've got to make sure that we've got to keep calling for a ceasefire. We've got to call Israel to account, and of course the Americans as well, because they're the ones that have given them all the guns.
Yeah, let's hope that something happens here. It's just so sad. You can hear the distress in the voices of those reports that come across the globe. And that's without the pictures. Look, the incoming government's talked about the basics, reading, writing, arithmetic. You've got a spokesperson role for the Greens and the education side. So they're talking about this reading, writing and arithmetic. But it does seem still, Tiana, your thoughts on this, please, that our education setup is still biased towards private schools and higher decile schools. How can equity be achieved in the education system, even though everyone's talking about a need to up the ante as far as our performance with the basics?
Yeah, well, our position is that we support public funding for public schools, not for it to go into you know, private rich schools as well, so make sure that money stays public as well. What I would say about my concerns around refreshing the curriculum is that we're already going through that. The curriculum has already been refreshed, and what people don't realise is there's a massive mammoth task, you know, because you've not only got to bring the curriculum experts in, you've got to think about how this will work with schools, which means you need an extra lot of training for teachers, let alone what this means for kohanga kura and whare kura as well. So what concerns me about national wanting to fiddle around with the curriculum is like, well, actually, you're just going to get people reinventing the wheel when the wheel just, you know, it just got done. So it's kind of all that resource which will be put into that, which concerns me as well. And also their talk around cutting jobs as well. What do they mean by that? If you get rid of people's jobs at the ministry, for example, who's going to do that work? They haven't thought it through properly. I think they're just listening to a small number of rich schools, and they've got to actually, if you're going to be in it for everybody, for education for everybody, you've got to listen to a wider range of voices. The national haven't done that over the last couple of years, and that concerns me.
Tēnā koe. 13 portfolios last time around as the spokesperson for the Greens. Do you know what roles you'll have this time around, Tano?
At least, mate. I'll tell you that.
Which ones do you want, or have they been handed out yet?
No, we haven't handed them out yet. We're just going through the discussion, you know, because there's a whole lot of... We've got 7 new MPs, and they've got various skills and experiences, and And of course, with Marama and James no longer as ministers, they've got space now to pick up portfolios. So it's gender time, you know. We're going to try to move the Tetris time, I guess, sort of see where all the pieces fit as well. So we're going through those discussions now.
Yeah, well, look, the lay of the land will be a little clearer, perhaps tomorrow evening, or certainly by sometime next week. I notice you're very proudly from the Cook Islands. There's a push to get New Zealand and the name changed that better suits us. I favour that, personally, because I think New Zealand is a colonial hangover. But so is the Cook Islands.
Would you like
to see a change in the name?
Yes, I would like to see a change in the name. And here's the thing, what people don't know. Actually, Captain Cook didn't actually name anything after himself. The name Cook Islands was put there by a Russian map maker. He was just looking at this group of islands and went, you know what, Cook Islands. So that's actually how we got the name. It's just like the totally worst way to get a name. So I would prefer we had an indigenous name, prefer we had something that reflected our collective identity. You know, some of our older folks might be still hung up with that as an identity thing. I'm not. I would like something which has got Cook Island Māori words in it.
Tēnākui. I thought it was Cook Islands because you guys like food.
But well done, well done.
but fair enough. You got lovely names. Atiu, Ngāti Tuki, Ngāti Pairangi. There's some real proud and beautiful Māori names for those lands. That's perhaps a kōrero we can have another time, but we'll flesh it out a bit more next time. Thanks again, yeah. Tāno.
Cheers.
Okay, mate, have a great week.
Tāno, right, you too.
Thank you, bro. Tāno's with us regularly. And we'll know next week what his specific portfolios for the Greens will be.